This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The United States Department of Justice is reviewing 9/11 records with an eye toward making more public. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
The Justice Department said Monday it is working toward providing families of 9/11 victims with more information about the investigation into the attacks. A two-page letter was filed in federal court in Manhattan as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. The Justice Department said the FBI recently concluded an investigation into certain 9/11 hijackers and potential co-conspirators, and it is working to see if previously undisclosed information may be shared. Last week, nearly 1,800 families, victims and first responders objected in a letter to President Joe Biden attending this year's September 11 memorial events as long as key documents remain classified. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said today its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the past week, an indication of the intensity of the recent Afghan conflict. The violence comes as the United States, along with the regional and international stakeholders, have gathered in Qatar to press the Afghan parties to the conflict to urgently seek a negotiated settlement to the South Asian country's long war. An ICRC statement called on both Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents for immediate restraint, stressing that civilians and vital infrastructure such as hospitals must be protected from the fighting. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The computer-simulated exercises are being scaled back amid the coronavirus pandemic and fears that they could upset North Korea, which recently reopened communication hotlines with the South. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized Monday for government failures in responding to wildfires that have hit the country. Citing what he called an unprecedented heat wave and prolonged drought, Mitsotakis said the fires had been difficult to put out. He said more than 500 fires in total had broken out in recent days. One massive fire had ravaged the Greek island of Evia. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across areas of the country dealing with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. A Chinese court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by a Canadian whose sentence in a drug case was increased to death while Beijing was trying to pressure Canada to release a detained executive of tech giant Huawei. Robert Schellenberg was sentenced to prison in November of 2018 after a drug smuggling conviction. He was abruptly resentenced to death in January of 2019, following the arrest of the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies in Vancouver. Canada lifted its prohibition on Americans crossing the border on Monday, while the United States is maintaining similar restrictions for Canadians, part of a bumpy return to normalcy from COVID-19 travel bans. U.S. citizens and legal residents must both be fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days to get across one of the world's longest and busiest borders. And for businesses on the American side that rely on Canadians, it's still business as usual. Kelly Hagen, who owns a parcel pickup shop full of packages that Canadians haven't been able to pick up for quite some time.
I just hope that the U.S. in return opens the border partially for fully vaccinated people. I mean, the government's been good about helping small businesses, but we're unique because we rely.
The Biden administration is beginning to make plans for a phased reopening. In the 80s, he was known as Randy Prince Andy, but these days he's accused of being far randier than the legal system might bear. One of Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accusers sued Prince Andrew on Monday, saying he sexually assaulted her when she was 17. Lawyers for Virginia Jeffrey filed the suit in Manhattan federal court.
He knows exactly what he's done, and I hope he comes clean about it.
Prince Andrew denies it. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.